Pope Francis on Wednesday visited Aparecida and the St. Francis of Assisi of the Providence of God Hospital in Rio. The director of the Holy See Press Office, Father Federico Lombardi, spoke to Sean Patrick Lovett about some of the behind-the-scenes highlights of the day.
Father Lombardi, we're interested in hearing from you the things that we were unable to see, the behind-the-scenes things that happened during the Pope's stay today in the seminary, or anything else you feel you'd like to tell us about.
Yes, for me, the most moving was the meeting with the nuns that are in the closure. There was a group of 30 nuns that came in the seminary. They were prepared for a photograph of the group. But as the Pope came, it was not a very classic group photography, because he began to talk with them. They were absolutely enthusiastic, crying, and so on. And they gave him books to sign. Everyone had brought a book to sign. Then the Pope began to sign. And then they began to embrace him and to kiss him. And then he accepted this, and then every one of the nuns had her photo, embracing and kissing the Pope.
These are 33-0.
Yes.
30 nuns.
30 nuns. It was incredible. Yeah. And it was so happy, so spontaneous. Someone says that he's Latin American, but maybe he's Latin American, but he's human. And then at the end, the Pope said to the nuns, "I was with Daniel in the lion's bell," but he said this obviously with great, great sympathy and joy. It was really a particular moment, but also the other people had their photo with the Pope, the moment of friendship with him. Another little fact is this: there was a man, I think from the security, that desired to see the Pope and to touch him, and he was kept away, but he was asking, and then the Pope let him come and blessed him and touched him. And this man was so touched that he put himself kneeling
on the ground.
No, kneeling on the ground, in the water, because it was...
kneeling in the water.
The ground was totally wept by the rain. And then he was crying, and yes, because was totally upset by this so important and unexpected experience. And then there were two women that tried to help him to be again in a normal state,
to compose
himself, because he was so touched from this experience that was rain on the ground.
And the Pope takes all of this as something normal.
Yes, he lets himself speak.
He also blessed a statue at the seminary, didn't he?
Yes, there was a huge statue, and don't know, maybe 8 or 10 meters, I mean, a cement statue, I think. It's not a marble statue. This is a simple image of the saint Fray Galvan, was canonized by Benedict XVI some years ago. And then it is so huge that we cannot understand well the proportion with the with the milieu in which the statue is posed. But in any case, it signifies great devotion to this saint.